Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
My next guest is on the line. He is a gent who has a very significant social media presence. He's just up the road. When I say just up the road, he's in Morocco. And Axel RF, fantastic to have you on the line talking to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you very much for having me. Thank you for having me.
So, Axel, I think it is always fascinating to speak to people who have massive changes in their ideologies. And you, I've read, grew up in Morocco, not exactly being favorably disposed towards Israel and Zionism. In fact, probably fair to say the opposite. Tell us about yourself and what happened that caused you to question that which you were taught.
Yeah, I am Yassin. I am from north of Morocco. And, you know, background where I was raised is difficult situation. I mean, I was taught like different the way you see, I grew up and seen things like different than in reality. And I was taught that way. So I decided to change the way you think. And right now it's like, from the studying that I have done, it reminds me like that's why I become right now a Zionist, and I call myself Zionist. You can call me like, I don't know if you know about Amazigh issues or not.
Tell us about the Amazigh issues. I know there are a whole lot of Israelis who have the surname Mazigh. So tell us a little bit about the Amazigh. Who are they, and in what way are they disadvantaged in Morocco currently?
Amazigh people are the indigenous of North Africa, and you can find them in different countries like Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia, all of those people, the people who, I mean, who are the first people who inhabited North Africa. And Morocco, like, there is certain, you know, it's such a diverse country. You can find all people, but the majority are Amazigh. I mean, they are unique than from others. What makes them unique is their culture, their language. Everything about them is different than other, like, than Arabs and the other, like, races.
Okay, so that really is interesting. So they're not Arabs, they are the local indigenous people, but Muslim, I presume.
They are not Arabs, and we're not Arabs. We were not Arabs. And, of course, because most of people are Muslims, you know, there is a big difference between identity and religion. Muslims are Muslims, but not, they are not Arabs.
Arab. No, I hear you loud and clear. It's very brave of you to get up very publicly and say, in a forthright way, I am a Zionist. I mean, you're living in Morocco. I presume there are a lot of people in Morocco who are very unhappy with the stance that you've taken.
Of course, because, you know, after I see the anti-Semitism is increased in Muslims world, and I wanted to see change, and I hatred is useless. I mean, there is nothing good in there. So I decided to be brave, to show the truth to the world that this is not right. We have to change. We are all brothers and sisters. Why would we hate somebody just because he's different than me? Why? There is no reason for, there should not be any place for hatred in Morocco. That's why I am here. That's why I want to make change. And I want to make like all people are the one. That's actually my goal. It's not all about Jews and Muslims, but for me, it's more about making people come together. I mean, living is how nice. I mean, it's wonderful when you see different people in your country. This is Jews, this is Christian, this is Muslims, this is atheist, and we live in peace. This is the best thing. That's what I want. That's my goal. That's what I want to do in social media.
Axel, I hear what you intend to do, what? And I think it's a wonderful, wonderful objective. I just wonder to what extent you've had to pay a price for having those opinions in Morocco.
Oh, it's a big price. It's a big price. I paid a big price. One of them is I lost all my family's members and a lot of friends. And many people hated me, and especially where I come from. And I had to escape from where I was born. I no longer live in there just because of I being different. And I, you know, I was the only person who questioned their beliefs. You know, what's going to happen when you question someone's belief. And I believe that, I mean, I was taught to hate Jews for sure. And you know that if you follow my...
Sure.
My Facebook, you would know that, but I changed that. So I want to change others. You know, I wanted to make change. That's the reason that many people hate me right now. I mean, sometimes I don't even feel safe, but we got to change. We got to change, brother. You know, and you know, I mean, if you, I mean, if you see the reality, the way how people react, and you would not feel, I don't feel good about it. That's why I wanted to make change. Like, it makes it, as you said, like, it was a big price. I mean, like, I lost a lot of friends and I lost a lot of family members. I mean, the way they talk to me, they spread even rumors about me. They are saying that, like, it's when they see you that you are like, I'm a Zionist. I am saying it. When they see me saying I am a Zionist, they think that I am getting money, I'm getting cash from Israel in order to make problem in Muslims' world. And though I have never done that, and it's not even in my mind. That's what I want. My goal is more than that. My goal is all about peace and love and harmony between people. But some people understand me, some people don't.
Did the signing of the Abraham Accords and the fact that Morocco joined the peace between Israel and the UAE and Bahrain and Sudan, has that made things a little bit easier for you?
Yes, in some way, yes. Yeah, because, you know, public opinion in Morocco divided. There is people who support what the government did. There is people who don't. Especially what is called Islamist. Islamists are the ones, sure, groups who does not want that to happen. Because, you know, there are for many reasons. I mean, like, Morocco, for me, it helps me from one thing, I would say. Like, I will not be jailed, for example. I will not be jailed in case, whatever I say about Israel or about Jews, I will not be jailed, for sure. Okay. But does not mean that I am safe. Because there is people, sure, who can kill you for just saying I am Zionist. That's the one thing. But this is good. I mean, I believe there is the hope. The things are changing. It's not like before. We all know why there is a hatred in Muslims world. We all know about that. I don't want to go deep in that. But one thing that I can say to you, there is the hope. And people are starting loving Israel. People are starting changing the way they think about Israel, the way they think about Jews, about Zionism, about, like, people are changing. I can assure you that there is a really, really good change. It's not like.
No, it's very, very interesting.
Lot, but just a little bit. It's bad enough.
Axel, kind of pretty remarkable that the, one of the biggest groups in Israel are Moroccan Jews. I think they number well over a million. It's a lot of people to have left Morocco. Do you see lots of signs of what used to be Jewish life in Morocco?
Yeah, of course. I mean, that's true. There's a lot of Moroccan Jews in Israel for many reasons. One of them, you know, Moroccan Jews left Morocco after the pressure from Arab nationalism. You know, after the advent of Arab nationalism in 1930, the hatred and racism spread against Jews. Even though some crimes happened in Casablanca, in Oujda. I don't know if you read about that or not. Yeah. There is certain crimes happened against Jews, which made a lot of Jews leave Morocco. It is because of pressure. You know, historically, there was a good peace between Jews and Amazigh. But after the advent, like, satanic ideology, I would say, like, this in Morocco, like, after, like, the advent of Wahhabism and Ikhwanism and Salafism, those all ideologies, it made a lot of problems, man. I mean, really, it made a lot of Jews scared. And they escaped Morocco. They went to Israel for safety reasons. Sure. And even it happened not in Morocco, in Egypt, in all Muslims' world for many reasons. And I don't know if you are aware of that, but it happened.
No, I definitely am aware of that. Axel, we are out of time, but I promise you one thing. That's not the last time that you and I chat. I think you're a very brave man, and I want to thank you on behalf of the Jewish community in South Africa for doing what you're doing. I think it's really, really important. So thank you for talking to us on Chai FM this afternoon. As I said, I'm sure we'll talk again.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm here, Anis. I'm sorry because, you know, it was my first time to have an interview. I don't know if you understand me or not, but it was good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Axel.